At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
The home of Rex Heureman, it's been examined again. It's been raided again. Another warrant going in and seeing what on earth can we find in the dungeon of Rex Heureman, meaning the basement. That's we have learned that the focus was this time around. But why are they going back again almost a year later? Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. It's not the same warrant. It takes quite a bit to get a federal warrant to go into someone's house, especially after you've already done it once. What do you think sparked it this time?
Well, there has to be new evidence, there has to be new claims and new things that weren't included in the original warrant that can further the investigation, further the case.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, since they're not saying what it was, hypothesis and conjecture here, I mean, what would I be going for? I'd be going for more DNA.
Okay.
I'd be going for more types of hard physical evidence from victims. And in order to do that, I'm hypothesizing maybe they had other tips and leads coming in from people that have visited that home, people that were involved in the case, whether it was family members or not family members, mm-hmm. that might be able to give investigators tips and clues of where something might be that wasn't in the original warrant and the types of evidence that they didn't have included in that original warrant. So that's the only thing I can really conclude, but which gives me hope. Because if they got enough to get another warrant, and if it goes down the road where I'm hoping that they're getting more DNA evidence, we might be able to maybe tie more victims to this,
mm-hmm.
To bring some closure to other families, and also hopefully seal his case more if indeed he is guilty of what he seems to be guilty of.
Well, and there's some speculation about this, that it could be linked to some new information from the Monroeville search and findings that they had there. And could this be beyond the original four? Because there's obviously a lot of people that they suspect he may be involved in. So this could be brand new people that have fallen victim to him, which could be very interesting. And, you know, hopefully they can find justice there. In terms of DNA, I don't know everything. Nobody really knows completely everything they took out of the house last time. But it was a hoarder house, not exactly an easy place to find things. It's difficult enough when it's not a hoarder house, but then you're going in with your probable cause and these are the specific things you're trying to find. And find it amongst hoarders. If you ever watched the TV show, you know how horrible that can possibly be. And to find evidence like that, that would be an incredibly difficult task. Makes me wonder, you know, was he a trophy keeper? Was there something, he's an architect. Is there a hidey hole somewhere? Is there something in that dungeon lair of his that is going to contain that additional DNA evidence?
Yes, to all the things you said. And the thing that kind of popped in my mind on this, and I'm wondering if this is what's a part of what might be happening. If not, it's just fun to think about as you and I do. So he is, again, he's allegedly been a serial killer for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And as many serial killers do, they kind of go through phases and you have periods of time. And if he is a hoarder type, as been described in the past, there's going to be hordes of things in his house from periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so a hypothesis I have is that if you have identified a potential victim that you think might be tied to Rex from a period of time, you might then go back to that house, look for hoarding from a particular period of time that might help them zero in on particular DNA evidence, anything from a particular, in other words, if you've got a stack of crap in a corner that looks like a few things are dated in there for a couple year block, That might be a focus of effort, looking for very specific DNA type evidence there that might be able to tie to this other victim that we think went missing at the same time period. So you see what I mean?
Yeah.
They might be able to try, they might be trying to collate together on like that sophisticated hand and arm signal there, might be trying to collate these things together from time periods. If indeed you have a collection of total trash and garbage in a house, you might be able to segregate it according to time.
Yeah, exactly. And they may not initially hadn't have gone in, you know, not knowing what to look for with some of those things.
100%.
But it's like, it's scary. It's like cutting a tree and looking at the layers of it. Oh, there's this year and there's that year. It's the same with a hoarder house. You pull the layers back and then, oh, look, it's Danimals from 1996. And look, there's panties here, too, from a victim or something horrible.
Very true. So especially when you have, and I've done searches that when you first walk in, it's like looking, it's like you're told you're looking for the minutest detail in the greatest fog you've ever seen. And mm-hmm. you can't even see through the fog. It's just so overwhelming and you have no idea where to begin. But every time you can apply a new filter to that fog, mm-hmm. then you start getting more and more clarity. And the more clarity you get, you kind of say, oh, this is starting to make sense. The fog is starting to clear right here. It can kind of zero in on this. And so mm-hmm. that's what happens over time with complex investigations like this. The fog starts clearing as you get more and more filters you're able to apply. And I think that's what's going on here is they've been able to apply some more filters to be able to zero in on specific areas of what seemingly to you and I, if we're going to walk in the door and see a mass of garbage everywhere, you're like, oh my God, where do we even begin?
Yeah.
And your mind wants to give up right from the get-go. But if you walk into that and you say, well, we looked at this entire thing in mass at the 50,000 foot level, you know, a while ago, mm-hmm. but after some time, we've talked to this person, interviewed this person, looked at this victim. We know that this kind of time period from what we've accumulated from X, Y, and Z would tie to this victim during this time period. And I remember when we were in the house and I saw a stack of papers over here with a newspaper that's dated this period. Let's look over in this area this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, total hypothesis sure. about what they're doing, but that's how I apply things. I'm always looking for new filters mm-hmm. when doing investigations, and I think that's what they've been able to do is apply new filters.
Now, hopefully they find, I know they did take some stuff out of there. Hopefully it is of substance and can continue to get justice for all these victims.
Totally agree. And here's the good news on this, too, is the fact that they had even more that they could go and get another subpoena and search warrant mm-hmm. for says that they're still on the right track yep. with him.
That's true. That's very true. It's been silent for a little while, but yeah, I think they're getting closer and closer.
Complex investigations take time. They really do.
Especially with this many victims.
The longer it takes, you know, if you have competent investigators and you have a competent judge and a competent system in place, the longer it takes. And when you keep seeing little dribbles like this, it means that there's a lot going on behind the scenes to do the most important thing. And that is bring it to prosecution so justice can be served. And with no missing details, and the most important thing is no appeal if he's convicted.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.